by the National Endowment for the Arts. This is American Roots from the Independent's favorite network, PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
You just heard the first hour of American Roots, and there is another one coming up next. You're listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of the people and land of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXC.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you to support this local media. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Thank you. And support for KAXC comes from Dale's Auto Body, serving the auto body needs of Grand Rapids and surrounding communities since 1984, performing auto body and collision repair as well as auto glass replacement. Dedicated to getting you back on the road after an accident. More information online at dalesautobodyinc.com. I'm Malachi Coons. Thanks for listening to KAXC. Now back to American Roots.
This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. We're going to take a trip to Mississippi's most enduring blues juke joint. Also a store and eatery, the Blue Front Cafe in Bentonia, Yazoo County, Mississippi. We'll meet the man who took over running his family place over 50 years ago, a blues performer and philosopher, Duck Holmes.
It ain't no thing now, blues get a bad rap. All blues is not bad. All blues is not sad. Again, blues tell their story.
More from Duck Holmes on the mysteries of Bentonia blues style, associated with Skip James, Jack Owens, and others. Also this hour, music about honky-tonks, moonshiners, and froggy bottoms, from Hank Williams and Uncle Tupelo to Jimmy Witherspoon and Mary Lou Williams. We'll start our tour of juke joints and roadhouses with this tune about one over in the Lone Star State. From Houston, Texas, piano man Amos Milburn recorded this song for Aladdin Records in 1947. It's Chicken Shack Boogie on American Roots.
Hello, cat. I just got back, and I'm looking for that place they call the Chicken Shack. They say it's fine as wine, and it's really on a ball. No windows, no doors, it's just a hole in the wall. Get a whole gob of good things to eat. All good parts of the chicken once more is a cinch. You can even get the last part that went over the fence. Yes, they say it's the place where all the bad cats meet. You better be mighty careful where you take a seat. Be mighty careful, let's have a ball. Come on, all you fellas, and take a drink from my pack, 'cause the party's ready to start down at the Chicken Shack.
Thank you.
tonight. I might act kind of funny from all the funny stuff we did. But I'm planning on peeking into the dear little Pandora's box. And I'm gonna start out by blowing off the lid.
With his definitive dance and drinking classic, Honky Tonkin', the hit song recorded in 1947. Love that magic steel guitar and the whole jazzy drifting cowboy band. Before that, the late songwriter Jesse Winchester, who grew up in Mississippi and later moved to Canada to resist the draft. The tune God's Own Jukebox from his 1972 LP, Third Down and 110 to Go. Up next, the original Whole Lot of Shaking Going On, written by Dave Curley Williams and club owner James Fay Roy Hall. Recorded for OK Records in 1955 by Big Maybell.
21 drums on a whole bass horn, and somebody beating on a ding-dong. shake, shake his chest for the taste. I was raised in Froggy Bottom, born in Tennessee. I was raised in Froggy Bottom, born in Tennessee. Well, around here, baby, there ain't no place here for me.
Bessie Smith with her 1933 New York recording for OK Records, Gimme a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer, celebrating the Harlem nightlife. She's joined there by pianist and bandleader Buck Washington, and his band includes Jack Teagarden, trombone, Frankie Newton, trumpet, and Benny Goodman on clarinet. Before that, Jimmy Witherspoon singing Froggy Bottom, a tune written by pianist Mary Lou Williams about the life in Kansas City. We are back with some songs about moonshiners and our conversation with juke joint owner and blues man Duck Holmes when American Roots returns.
Good morning. This is Marianne calling from south of Langby. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy listening to Border News Roundup with Marshall Helberger. We listen to you every morning faithfully.
Hi, this is Mark calling from Hibbing. I attended the Green Cheese picnic last Saturday and had a really great time. I want to thank everybody.
Hi, this is Ruth from Grand Rapids. I wanted to thank you for the series that you did on abuse.
Hello, this is Mike calling from Grand Rapids. I just want to say I do appreciate the commentary I just heard, both from a DFL and GOP point of view.
Hi, this is Adam from Bovee, Minnesota. Noticed up by Marcel, there were some gray jays or Canada jays eating on a deer carcass gut pile. Listening to Harry Hutchins, he was talking about having not seen them.
Hear the voices of your friends and neighbors on KAXE KBXE, member-supported radio in northern Minnesota.
This is American Roots, visiting juke joints and honky-tonks, which were often fueled by moonshine, among other names for the homemade hooch. Here's the man from the Big Thicket on the Texas-Louisiana border. His family were mule skinners and moonshiners, the late, the great George Jones.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, near my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing.
Shh, white lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Shh, white lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough. I think I want to taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down. I'm moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Whew, white lightning.
The G-men, T-men, revenueers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
Whew, white lightning.
Long years I spent on whiskey and beer, and I go to some hollow and set of my still. If whiskey don't kill me, Lord, I don't know what will. And I go to some bar room to drink my friends, where the women they can't follow to see what I spend. God bless them, pretty women. I wish that they was mine, with breath when I'm dry. $2 when I'm hard up. Religion when I die. The whole world is a bottle, and life is but a dram. When the bottle gets empty, Lord, it sure ain't worth a damn.
Moonshiner, Uncle Tupelo, live in 1992, a song from oral tradition, rearranged there by Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar, and it's Jay there on the vocals. The song has been sung and recorded by Dylan, the Clancy Brothers, and many others. Coming up, our conversation with Duck Holmes, a man who runs a blues place in Bentonia, Mississippi, where they used to make moonshine. The blues from Bentonia is special. It's often in minor keys and played in unique tunings. One of the greatest players in the style was Skip James. Here's his 1931 recording for Paramount Records, Cherry Ball Blues on American Roots.
I know my cherry ball better than I know myself. I know cherry ball better than I know myself. Cherry ball, sweet me, Cherry ball quit me. She quit me in a cow good way. What do I do? Take a kid out. I count it every day. Now my cherry ball, but I love myself. My cherry ball, better than I love myself. Because though she don't love me, love nobody else. You're that spider hanging on the wall. You're that spider hanging on the wall. And my little cherry ball, she's falling on call. You take the Sunday fee. I take the solemn, and you take the Sunday fee. I'm gonna ride in Ramo, tell Charlie to come back to me.
Chris Thomas King from Baton Rouge with the Skip James song and falsetto style, Hard Time Killing Floor, originally from the soundtrack to the Coen Brothers film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? That's where Chris played the Mississippi blues man, Tommy Johnson. And we'll be back with Bentonia, Mississippi native Duck Holmes when American Roots returns.
Stepping away briefly from American Roots, here on listener-supported KAXE, I'm Malachi Coons. We also receive support from Bemidji Brewing, offering rotating taproom exclusive beers and crowlers to go. The latest offerings available Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday, 11 to 8. More at BemidjiBeer.com. Bemidji Beer, nice catch. And from Timberlake Lodge in Grand Rapids, offering an endless soup and salad bar for lunch and burgers and hand-cut steaks for dinner, online at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. Our Come Home to KAXE member drive begins Monday, October 21st. Listen all week for a chance to enter and win tickets to concerts like Trampled by Turtles, Nathaniel Rateliff, and more. Tonight at 6 p.m., the Jason Waldron Band will be at Rapids Brewing. Nikki Lemire will be at Unwind Up North at 7. At the same time, Teddy Ronsky's playing at Chase on the Lake in Walker. And at 8 o'clock, Catching Clarity will be at Logjammers in Cass Lake. Now back to American Roots.
This is American Roots. Jimmy Charles Holmes was born in Bentonia, Mississippi, 1947. His father was a farmer, and his mother ran a juke joint called the Blue Front Cafe. Jimmy took it over in 1970, and it was at the Blue Front where he learned the Bentonia style of blues guitar from the revered Jack Owens. As a child, Jimmy Holmes' bow legs earned him the nickname Duck, and though his legs straightened up, the name stuck. I asked what I should call him.
I get asked that question now, and they say, what you want me to call you? Want to call you Jimmy or Jimmy Duck or Mr. Holmes? I said, whatever one you call, I'm going to answer.
Just as long as we don't call you late for dinner, right?
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about your growing up in Bentonia. I know you had a big family you were part of.
Yep. I grew up in a house of 14, 16 with my mom and dad.
And besides you, did anybody have a nickname? I mean, you were called Duck. I'm assuming there were some nicknames in the mix, too.
Well, some of you don't know. in the black, I'm seriously now, especially in the South, and all black people had a nickname.
Yeah.
Bull, horse, tree, mule. Now, don't ask me why. Now, some of the nickname was in reference to the way they act or so forth. Scooter, Spud. I'm serious. Don't ask me how they go about getting it, but it ain't. I mean, it went for the girl and the boy. They was going to have a nickname.
Now, what kind of work did the family do, your parents? How did they raise you, and how did they make a living?
On the farm, and my mom ran a juke joint, which is known as the Blue Front Cafe. And the historians say it is the oldest still-running juke joint in the state of Mississippi. Now, myself, I've been opening the door for 46 years. It'll be 47 years this coming July 1st. And my mom started in 1948. I was 1 year old.
What is it that got your parents to start the Blue Front Cafe?
They need extra income. Remember now, it was 14 of us in the farm itself that wouldn't take care of all of them.
Who mainly came out to be there?
Well, now, the Blue Front Cafe was the ballroom of the Bentonia community. Matter of fact, it was the first establishment with a concrete floor. You had some places called juke houses, but they was made out of wood structure. Back during the time, I can remember, they thought it was a privilege, was a luxury to be able to go to the Blue Front Cafe where you could dance in the jukebox and shake.
Yeah, you wouldn't shake the house down and be a house rocker.
Exactly.
Don't talk in bed with me, boy. Boy, don't ride like mine. Don't talk in bed with me, boy. Take your buggy, ride like mine.
When you sing a song, you sound like a poet for the ages with some of the things you sing about and the style you play in.
Well, you'd have to know blues, not so much as the music, know blues, period. And I get asked the question, how do you come up with the lyric? It's a life experience. The lyrics that are hard to come up with if you're trying to sing about a lie. All of my songs, lyric-wise, is something I experienced or I know someone who did.
So you would say that you've had the blues?
Yeah. And another thing, blues get a bad rap. All blues is not bad. All blues is not sad. Again, blues tell their story. You know, one song in particular, that is a kind of upbeat song. I'm so glad my baby's coming home. I'm so glad I don't have to be alone. Now, that's not sad.
So glad, so glad. I ain't never felt this good before. I'm so glad, so glad. I ain't got to be alone, alone no more.
Let me ask you about the devil. The devil shows up a lot in your songs. Who is the devil? What is the devil?
The devil is the person we always lie on. Devil made me do it. Devil didn't make you do nothing. You did it yourself. The woman left. I laid down last night with my baby on my mind. It had to be the devil that changed my baby's mind. Now, she changed her mind because of me, not because of the devil. I lied on the devil, but it's total our responsibility. You might say he was drunk. He did it, but if he wasn't drunk, that's a lie. It was already in him. It may have took that alcohol to kind of get his nerves built up. Your action is created by yourself, not the devil.
Yeah, had to be the devil. Changed my baby's mind.
Been running a juke joint, there are people who go to church who would say that's the place for the evil spirits, but that doesn't seem to have affected your thinking.
Nah, my thing is, some people say a preacher don't eat that much, watch that joker when he leave the church. Some people say a preacher won't cheat, watch who that joker got under the sheet. My thing is, the same people you meet Sunday morning at church, it's the same people you hung out with Saturday night at the club.
So the preacher is acting a little devilish at that time.
Exactly.
Some folks said a preacher don't cheat. Why that joker? Who he got on his sheet? What's the matter with the beer? Some broke down. What's the matter with the beer? I can't broke down. I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the beer. Take me back to Bentonia. That's where I'm better known. Yeah, take me back to Bentonia. That's where I'm better known. Well, you ain't did nothing. Drove a good name way home.
How is it that you have, it seems to me, had a pretty happy life running the juke joint, and you haven't gone away from home unless you've been on these tours, and you're famous for the blues now, but it seems to me your life was not one where you always had to find a train out of town or find some better place down the line. You actually stayed in Bentonia and ran the show, and you still do.
I left for a couple of times with the intention of not coming back, but I would always have 2 or 3 months, I would, you know, right back in Bentonia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why is that, you think?
I guess some things are just meant to be.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it just wasn't meant for me to take up roots nowhere but Bentonia.
You've been taking care of the Blue Front for a good long time. It seems to me it takes a lot of willpower to run a place like this.
You got to have a passion for it, because you might sit there all day long and nobody come by nothing. Because thank God I'm retired and I don't really don't depend on it financially, but I enjoy it. I go there every day, every 7 days a week, because I know what it did for my family. It took care of us back in the day.
If you keep living, you gonna get old someday. If you keep living, you gonna get old someday. Look in the mirror, you gonna be ball of gray.
Tell me about this song where you're talking about everybody gets old, everybody's born, everybody dies.
People don't want to face the fact. If you keep on living, you're gonna get old someday. You're gonna wake up and look in the mirror, you're gonna be either ball or gray. And that's the sign of you getting old, no doubt about it.
Yeah, hey, you sound like you got it going on, though. You're playing the blues and running the Blue Front and keeping the world aware of what's going on in Bentonia. It doesn't sound to me like you're old and gray.
Well, I feel pretty good, you know, but that don't mean I'm not getting old.
So what advice would you have for people who feel like they're getting old?
Accept the fact. You know, my grandkids and my kids sometimes, it's just a figure of speech. Hey, old man, what my thing is? You can't get here if you die young. You can't get to be called old man if you die young. All you use is a headstone with a date on it.
That's a good way to keep them safe.
That's right.
Look out for themselves. Well, Jimmy Duck Holmes, I want to thank you for sharing your wisdom, your life, the blues, the Blue Front, all the good things you do with us here on American Roots. Yeah,
no problem. I was glad to know I had something on the agenda to do today. When you go to bed at night and ain't got nothing on the agenda for tomorrow, you in trouble.
Yeah.
See, people think to retire, you ain't got nothing to do. If you do that, you're going to leave here.
Well, Duck, I appreciate you put us on your agenda for today.
Okay. No problem.
Call when you keep on living, you're going to die and you're done.
Bluesman Duck Holmes with a meditation on getting old. In addition to running the Blue Front, Duck's hosted the Bentonia Blues Festival on the third Saturday of every June since 1972. We're going to close out with a 3-song set that takes us through the nightlife and back to daylight, beginning with the late rockabilly Dale Hawkins from Goldmine, Louisiana. His huge 1957 hit, Susie Q, was recorded at the Shreveport radio station KWKH of Louisiana Hayride fame with twang guitar master James Burton.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
My sister's coming home. Mama's gonna let her sleep the whole day long. Well, the whole day long. My sister's coming home. Mama's gonna let her sleep the whole day long. My sister's coming home. Mama don't like the man that done her. Sister's coming home. Mama don't like the man that done her wrong.
Mm-hmm. It it's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word they'll try to do it every time. You can't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, you gotta believe in me. It's all small town talk, and it's a well-known fact. You don't ever know how one might react to what you're thinking. And in small town talk, you tell a lot of lies, make some people crazy, and never realize that they're thinking. We're only two people trying to live together, trying to make something work. Who are we to judge one another? That could cause a lot of hurt. It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else do what they want to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word they'll try to do it every time.
The late Bobby Charles Guidry with Small Town Talk, the man from Abbeville, Louisiana, best known as the writer of Walkin' to New Orleans, a great songman, rock scenester from South Louisiana up to Woodstock, and pretty good whistler, too. Before that, Willie in Austin, 1974, with a favorite of mine, Sisters Coming Home, from A Night at the Corner Beer Joint. It's time to close up the honky-tonks and juke joints. We'll retreat from the musical mysteries and pleasures of those places for now on American Roots. Our program is produced in collaboration with the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University. Special thanks this week to Jonas Adams at Mississippi Public Broadcasting. American Roots Associate Producer is Garrett Pittman. Editor is Nina Feldman. Technical Director is Jason Ryan. Development Associate is Lauren Callahan. Director of Station Relations, the late Ken Mills. And we had production assistance from Olivia Broslowski and Gregory LeBlanc. American Roots is underwritten by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Thanks to Offbeat, America's Roots Music Magazine, at offbeat.com. You can support our program directly and hear all the programs and interviews with people like Dale Hawkins, James Burton, Willie Nelson, George Jones, and Duck Holmes. They're at AmericanRoots.org. I'm Nick Spitzer. Until that time, for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.